Hollywood is indelibly printed in our minds as the go-to place for entertainment, and has been for decades. When there really did seem to be more stars in Hollywood than in heaven, Hollywood stage had them performing films as radio plays, on the sponsor's dime, of course. The Hollywood director, William Keighley, unveils the treasure and the stars for you, right here.
Lux presents Hollywood. Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, bring you the Lux Radio Theater, starring Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. William Keighley.
Holiday greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. I trust you've all had a perfect Christmas. Wonderful presents, too much dinner, and lots of merry company. But sometime during the day, I'm sure you've said, Christmas really belongs to the children. And so, before they have to leave their toys and cowboy suits, we want to tell them a story. And you'll want to listen, too. Because it's The Wizard of Oz. One of those wonderful Oz books that we've all loved since they were written by L. Frank Baum 50 years ago. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer turned The Wizard of Oz into a screen classic, and a lovely little singer into a star, one of the most talented stars of Hollywood, Judy Garland. Audiences have asked that to be brought back again and again to be entranced by Judy's performance and those fascinating Oz characters, the Scarecrow, the Tin Woodsman, the Cowardly Lion, and the delightful little people, the Munchkins. Now it's off to The Wizard of Oz, starring Judy Garland as Dorothy. This is the story of a girl named Dorothy, who lives with her aunt and uncle on a farm way out in Kansas. Her dearest friend is her dog, Toto. But Dorothy has other friends, too. The farm hands, for instance. Zeke and Hunk and Hickory.
Hey, what's your hurry, honey? What's wrong?
It's Toto, Hickory. Toto.
Toto, something wrong with that dog? Well, he looks fine to me.
Well, he is, Zeke, but he almost wasn't. Miss Gulch hit him just because he gets in her garden and chases her nasty old cat.
Oh, sure, honey, sure. Only we're busy, see? I got them hogs to get in.
Now, look, Dorothy, you just ain't using your head about that mean old Miss Gulch. You'd think you didn't have a brain at all.
Hunk, I have so got brains.
Well, use a man. When you're walking home with Toto, just keep away from Miss Gulch's place. Your head ain't made of straw, you know.
Gosh, Dorothy, that Miss Gulch ain't nobody to be afraid of. Have a little courage, that's all.
Courage, see?
Why, sure. You know, like me.
Well, look who's talking. You, courage. There ain't a man in the county who scares easier than you.
Well, that's a fine thing to say.
Look out, Zeke, that pig's gonna bite you.
Where? What pig? Help!
You see what I mean?
Now, cut that out. Scaring a man half to death like that.
Here. What's all this jabber-wapping when there's work to be done?
It's about Toto, Eddie M. Miss Gulch says she's going to go and get the sheriff and then...
Hunk, I thought you and Hickory were supposed to be fixing that wagon.
Oh, we are, Miss Gale. Hand me that ranch, Hickory.
And feed them hogs, Zeke, before they worry themselves into anemia.
Yes, ma'am.
Now then, child, what's your trouble?
Eddie M., really, do you know what Miss Gulch said she was going to do to Toto? She said she was...
You go again, imagining things. You know, you always get yourself into a fret over nothing.
Oh, but this time...
Now, you just help us all out this afternoon. Find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble. I gotta get back in the house.
Yes, Andy, come on, Toto. Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto, where there isn't any trouble? There must be. Not a place you can get to by a boat or a train, but it's far, far away, behind the moon, beyond the rain. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a love.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?